Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, school solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. Even see the fly. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. President Hichilema orders faster completion of developmental projects. Fuel prices reduced. And in global news, Iran leadership fights targeted by U.S. and Israel as Tehran retaliates with strikes across region. Good evening, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. President Hichilema has called for an acceleration of developmental projects so citizens can reap their benefits. Officiating at this year's Ntwala ceremony in Eastern Province, President Hichilema expressed concern over the slow pace of implementation and urged that people's needs be prioritized in the execution of public works. President Hichilema committed to expand higher education access across provinces that currently lack a public university, with government policy under consideration to establish a campus in the province. The head of state also disclosed infrastructure plans for the province will include rehabilitation of major routes to improve connectivity and economic activity, especially the road network linking Chipata through Chadiza to Lundazi.
The Chadiza-Chipata road and also Katete-Chanida, these roads, I want to promise Ngwenyam and other roads, will accelerate the progress. We're too slow. I'm the first one to admit that we are too slow. We'll pick up speed going forward because this is very important for development. And that also includes Chipata, Lundazi, Chama. We are fully aware of that. But I want to confirm here that the Eastern Province, together with other provinces that don't have public universities, can say to you, we are cooking something.
Meanwhile, Malawian Vice President Dr. Jane Mayemo Ansah has thanked the Zambian government for assisting with maize exports during Malawi's recent drought and called for continued unity.
For the assistance that he has given to Malawi, we had challenges with food, but he graciously agreed to sell this to Malawi. We are one of the countries where one day divide came without consulting us.
The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has reduced fuel pump prices for the month of March 2026, attributing the downward revision to favorable movements in international oil prices and an appreciation of the kwacha against the United States dollar. The pump price of petrol has been adjusted from 27 kwacha 818 ngwe per liter to 22 kwacha 61 ngwe per liter. Diesel has been reduced from 24 kwacha 15 ngwe per liter to 23 kwacha 25 ngwe per liter. Kerosene has been revised from 22 kwacha 24 ngwe per liter to 21 kwacha 6 ngwe per liter, while jet A1 has been reduced from 23 kwacha 8 ngwe per liter to 22 kwacha 39 ngwe per liter. The ERB board chairperson James Banda explains that since the last fuel price review on 31st January 2026, the international price of petrol increased by 4.22% from $67.47 per barrel to $70.32 per barrel, while diesel prices also rose by 7.85% from $76.89 per barrel to $84.74 per barrel. In a statement, Mr. Banda Faiza noted that Jet A1 and kerosene rose by 6.70% from $78.68 per barrel to $83.95 per barrel. He says the exchange rate during the month of February 2026 appreciated by 4.17%, strengthening from an average of 19 kwacha 18 wey per dollar at the beginning of the month to an average of 18 kwacha 18 wey per dollar at month end, allowing for a reduction in domestic fuel pump prices. Mr. Banda says the new prices shall come into effect at midnight on 1st March 2026 and will remain in effect until revised by the ERB. Permanent Secretary in the Office of the Vice President, Lilian Kapusana, says the government is committed to delivering homegrown school meals to learners as a means of improving human capital, driving local economic development and strengthening the resilience of food systems amid a changing international landscape. Speaking at the Regional School Feeding Forum held during the 11th Africa Day of School Feeding in Botswana, Ms. Kapusana told delegates that the school meals initiative has been mainstreamed into sector budget lines and incorporated into the national budget as a measure to guarantee sustainability. She emphasized that incorporating the feeding program ensures a predictable financing and integrates nutrition objectives into broader development planning. Ms. Kapusana also disclosed that the homegrown school meals program is a 100% government-owned initiative and called for sustained multi-sectoral coordination to ensure sustainability, aiming to protect children's nutrition across the country.
Initiating the school meals program, which might be similar across our borders, already had some of the points that the honorable minister mentioned, and I'm saying, okay, that's far okay because Botswana and Zambia are very close. So you hear some of the similarities. So for the school meals program to be sustainable, it requires country ownership. Our program in Zambia is now and will remain the 100% Zambian government-owned initiative. The government of the Republic of Zambia is deeply committed to delivering homegrown school meals to learners.
Government has disclosed that engagements with the United States of America on reported negotiations of a multi-million dollar health funding agreement are ongoing, contrary to media reports. Speaking during a media briefing, Information and Media Minister Cornelius Mwetwa says at the right time, government will disclose the information relating to the negotiations. Mr. Mwetwa, who is also acting health minister, says contrary to the reports, relations with the United States government are cordial and not being strained. Recently, Zambia was reported to have withdrawn from negotiations on a multi-million dollar health funding agreement with the United States, estimated at the value of over $1 billion, after similar reports surfaced on Zimbabwe, among others. He, however, warned political critics that spreading false information on such sensitive matters without government position to be patriotic and involve themselves in sober politics.
There is an issue to do with a reported misunderstanding between the government of the Republic of Zambia, particularly through the Ministry of Health, and the United States of America. I want to state the following, that the government of the Republic of Zambia is aware of these anxieties that have been reported through local and international media, and wish to state as follows, that we as governments are engaged in dialogue with the American government, just like we are with other governments through which we enjoy cordial and warm bilateral and multilateral relations.
The opposition Chomsi Alliance in Eastern Province is urging residents to scrutinize endorsements made by certain members of parliament during presidential visits, saying such gestures should reflect community interests rather than